Tonight is an Ask a Black Woman rant. And this is prefacing this conversation with, we gotta love our brothers and just keep in mind that we going through the same thing. Our pain is not bigger than the other. I just want to share something. I have two male colleagues, two brothers, I should say. And this week, they went out walking on Wilshire in the Miracle Mile area where we work. Pretty nice area. Two brothers minding their business on Wilshire in the afternoon. And they walked to the Ralph's down the street from the job. And they go in the job and they go down an aisle and they looking and this and that. And a white middle-aged man bumps into them. And they don't think anything of it. Coincidence. Yeah. And we shrug it off. Oh, okay. And that's it. And then they go down another aisle. And the same man bumps into them. And then that was peculiar. And they look and he just keeps on about his business. And then they leave out of the Ralph's and get to the corner. And they're waiting for the light. And this same man bumps into him. Like really, really does it this time. And it's like, what's up? You know, what's going on here? And he calls these two brothers, you black faggots. Now I'm paraphrasing a lot of it. And that when I heard this, I was enraged because they were assaulted verbally. And this middle-aged white man was physically disrupting them, right? And so, you know, I got to thinking, and this didn't happen with them, and they were naturally upset, but then I got to thinking, I said, man, this middle-aged white man thought that it was okay and appropriate and that he could most likely get away with assaulting them. He was bumping into them, and then he had the audacity to verbally assault them. Now, mind you, I mean, the man could have been mentally, you know, ill, whatever the case may be. But as the story was relayed to me, that wasn't the case. As it was relayed to me, he looked like regular Bob that might work in the cubicle next over from you. But so it wasn't like there was something so apparent that would have alarmed you to excuse the behavior. And it just got me to thinking, I said, what if the brothers had a natural reflex and just popped them? You know what I'm saying? Like, you bumped into me three times, player, and did it, right? And so how would that have looked? How could these brothers have, what would have it looked like had like a white cop or, you know, LAPD had rolled up on the scene? I thought to myself that the brothers who were assaulted for their sexuality, for being black, living while black, if you will, most likely would have been the ones being reprimanded and accosted by the police here. After all, it is Los Angeles, but the white man most likely would not have been stopped had someone had seen any kind of disruption going on as a result of this white man's actions. And I just, you know, this happened a couple of days ago and I just thought I would share it. I said, my. And I don't believe that it's a result of quote unquote Trump's era or anything like that. I don't think anything Trump is not the cause of it. I think it's a spiritual matter. It just has to do with the fact that racism is bred into the very fabric of American society. Moreover, because people have this idea that because we disagree or people live differently than we do, that we have the right to abuse them in any type of way. And that is far from the truth. And that's not the tenets of my faith, is to believe that people should be violated because of the way they live. People should be able to live peaceably. But that's going off on a tangent. My rant is that for my brothers, I really, really felt their pain, that they were living while black, doing them, getting lunch on their lunch break, and yet they had to endure that type of behavior towards them, and it's unacceptable. And as a sister in the struggle, I hold space for that, and I pray that you know, unfortunately, you know, it may or may not be the last time that they endure this, even in liberal ass LA, as liberal as this place is, right? You know, you don't quote unquote expect that, right? But yeah, 2018, and it still happens. It still happens. And it further validates a podcast like mine, when people will be like, "But why ask a black woman?" And I always have to counter, "But why not?" Because here on this podcast, this is where a black woman is safe to hold space and safe to do her in a world where she and her kindred could be accosted at any time just while living. Thanks for listening. Stay peaceful.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.